When you send your child to school, that's no longer your child. That's why they always wait for your kid to go to school. The police and CPS will wait till they go to school and go to school to talk to them, because the school is the parent now, and the school will give them access to your child. And you say, no, no, the school is your parent. That's why you have to have permission to get your child out of school. You just can't go get him out of school. You go to jail. It's not your child, but people don't know that. So you give up a lot of rights by sending your children to public school.
Walking around, looking for a way, but no one tells me which way to go. I'm caught up in a world, a labyrinth, a maze, where yes men could easily be no. I ask them no questions, they give me no answers. Following the wise, but they're walking in Pampers. Give me a cigarette, smoking my cancer. Drink the pain away, but I still have no answer. I'm lost down the road.
Yo, 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 it's JP on the FWN Podcast. Follow me, the Diary of the Strong Black People. I'm here again in the rabbit hole. I appreciate y'all coming back to fuck with you, boy. But I got something for y'all today. You know, it's a beauty being a ghost follower on social media, to be able to just sit up there and stroll and watch and see other people on what they say and what they post. I'm thankful for social media because it's a gift and it's a curse. It's a gift on that end, that it's a great thing for people to get their thoughts out, their opinions out, bring awareness and stuff like that. But the curse of it is, man, you really, really get to see how people think. We can lie and say that, oh, it's just entertainment and stuff like that. But for you to put that much energy into getting followers and views and things like that, there's an inner thing within you, man, that's your real self coming out. For you to be able to put so much effort into a character, it's one of those shields that is able to voice your real self, but to create a character. But I was strolling the other day, and I came across something that really, really sparked my interest. And it actually really grinded my gears, that I just felt like I just really needed to get on the diary and definitely state my opinion or my feelings or whatever you want to say. However, it was somebody posted about these kids these days in the school system, of that right now, no matter what they do in school, showing up, that they deserve at least a 55 as a grade. Now, 55 is failing, like, you know, but the thing about it just proves once again that this fake persona that a 55 shows that they put some type of effort in. And it was just, it just baffled me that people don't realize. And I was looking at the comments and things like that, and people as parents, they was like, oh, that's not right. Oh my God. They just get to just show up and get a 55. But the teachers, the responses from the teachers was just like, you know, it was expected when they say, you know, well, that's what we have to do. But in my mind, it's crazy, because I'm like, damn, as a person who wants to say, hey, look, bring your kids into my care, I got them. I'm going to make sure that not only that I'm going to teach them a curriculum, but I remember back when I was in elementary school. Now, granted, I'm 34 years old. So when I was in elementary school, middle school, and high school, I can remember that I didn't have my teachers at 25, 24, 26. The teachers that I had was 40, maybe 35, up into 60 years old. Especially the older generation of teachers, man, that when they was already 50 something years old, it just showed the value that how they really, really cared about instilling values when it comes to kids, not only just teaching them something, but they actually chastised us. They actually cared about what we became after we left their care, not only from that grade, but from elementary school, what we were going into middle school for our teachers. And then when we left middle school, going into what our high school teachers would expect from us. And then after we left high school, the values of life as an adult, because once you graduate 12th grade, you're an adult and you're preparing for what you will see in this real world. So I'm just looking at realizing now how much the millennium generation is really crippling this next generation. Now I'm a millennial. Granted, I'm a millennial, but I'm strong enough and I'm objective enough and I hold enough accountability from myself to be honest when it say that, man, these are our kids that are becoming the teenagers and the adults in these days. Now, granted, I'm just 34. I don't have, the 20 year olds or anything like that now. But when you come from anywhere from a 10 year old to a 15 year old, oh yeah, this definitely is go time. It's go time as parents. And it's showing that now in these days, it's all about mental health and caring about yourself. It also shows that the teachers that we have, the millennium teachers that these kids have now, a lot of them don't have kids. A lot of them are struggling, one person household, trying to survive. So now when it says, oh, we can lose our job, man, it just shows, man, it's all about, they just trying to go in and make a check now. Now, granted, what I'm not saying that they just showing up and just saying, hey, man, fuck y'all. I'm just here because I'm getting paid. But what it's showing is that, boy, life is so hard right now. The economy is so bad that you can see that, damn, I got to make a choice that I can lead these kids to the slaughter, not step up and say, you know what, bro, 55 ain't right. I need to really show these kids that they're not doing anything. And in life, things are not handed to you. So I got to really show these parents and show these administrators that this kid is really not doing anything. They just showing up. They either not showing up and they're not there, or they're showing up and they're not doing anything. Right now in this day and time, man, we running into giving everybody flowers, giving their flowers. We giving so many people flowers that, bro, that they ain't even deserving the flowers. Now we just got to acknowledge people's existence. Just acknowledge their existence. We don't have any motivation for more. Right now, social media itself putting so much pressure on kids to where, oh, you got to look like this. This persona, this character that you got to keep up is draining. And it's not even only that, even the adults. As an adult right now, it's so much pressure that you got to keep up this image. I've never really understood how powerful social media and what other people view you, that people care so much. I'm one man that, again, I tell everybody, I've been on different platforms. I talk to a lot of people all the time. And they laugh when I tell them this, but I'd be so dead serious that I'm a nuisance because I really honestly don't care what people say or think about me. I'ma always keep it real. I'ma always tell the truth on accountability and things like that. And I expect that from others when it comes to me too. If I'm messing up or you see something that I'm lacking, that call me out. I never feel like, oh man, you messed up. And what I don't do is when you trigger me that, this, that, and that, you ain't doing too much of nothing. Cause if you real about what I'm saying, I'm like, you know what? You're right. It's my choice to say, you know what? They called me out. I need to do better. I need to get things together. Or I can say, man, fuck them, man. I ain't worried about that. I do whatever I want. As long as I'm taking care of what I'm taking care of, at the end of the day, if I'm not putting you in harm's way, don't worry about what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, I got to look on the flip side. If I call somebody else out on what they're doing, I got to make sure that my front door swept clean. And again, you gotta pick and choose on how you come at people. One thing that I do know is I don't just voluntarily just come at people. I don't voluntarily, call you out or voluntarily hold you accountable. A lot of people come to me. You know, because people do see that, you know what, if I really want some medicine and understand I really do want to hear right, I really want to see how somebody can really give me an objective view, I'm going to go to JP. Now, it's not always with how you want it to come either. You can't tell me how to give you what you need to hear. Everybody's so soft these days. It's all about tone and delivery. It's not about tone and delivery. It's all about intent. Am I giving you what you need and it's intended to make you better? Not about how, did I hurt your feelings? One thing I can say, man, when it comes to the kids right now in school, let's be honest. A lot of these kids are growing up in a single parent household. And I'm going to tell you one thing, fellas. Man, either get your kids or get more active than helping your kids. Because when you hear the responses and you see how these kids are turning out, it's a product of a lot of emotion, a lot of estrogen, a lot of unaccountability. It's because they're raised under a mother that's overstimulated. I heard a video the other day that really, really, caught my attention. And I thought about it. I was like, that makes sense. A lady said, the thing about it, how you can tell about a child's success is the happiness of the mother. Everybody went crazy. Who cares? Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just think about it. Before you answer that with emotion, all right, whether she's a single mother or a mother, two-parent household mother, a woman's happiness, a woman's mental, a woman's feeling about her security plays a big, big part about how she can nurture her children. Whether the man is there, he goes to work all the time, the way that he makes her feel secure is a big thing on how she treats them kids. Because if she feels like she's overstimulated, she feels like she's not safe, or she feels like she has to worry about how ends are going to get met, that energy projects on the kids. Because now when she's thinking about a million other things, women are very, very quickly agitated because kids, they just randomly want shit. They randomly do shit to irk your nerves. And when she's overstimulated, she's not happy. She's just so much things on her mind, she can lash out. Fathers are not like that. Fathers have a lot more patience when it comes to sickening kids, you know, and not saying that we have patience, but we like to play around with the kids and think that's why they think fathers are more fun. We come around when it comes when we are always looked at as the mean ones because we're only brought into the equation when it's time to structure the kids, chastise the kids. That's why we always looked at as the, oh, my daddy mean. But when it comes to other than that, daddy's always fun. Go do what you need to do. Hurt theyself. You all right? All right, cool. Mothers, oh my God, come here. Come on, let me kiss the boo-boo. Let me kiss your arm. Fathers, nah. Get up. You good? You about to die? Let me see. All right, put a band-aid on it. Keep on going. That's the difference. But when it comes to as teachers, man, when you see something like that going on, man, I understand you don't want to lose your job, but it's time that you step up. If you want to see a change, be a change. Because one thing about it and two things for sure. You don't realize the millennium generation right now is all about right here and right now. They're not thinking about the future. And it's trickling down to the younger generation of all they care about is right now. That's why right now, these little kids, all they're moving of is how they look right now. What's their success right now? They're not even looking at future plans. That's why right now people are so afraid to get old. They're so afraid to get old right now. And it is scary to people. That now 30 is the new 40. 30, damn, you old. When did 30 begin to be old? When did that happen? Now that they under the knife, everybody got to have a perfect body. Every woman got to look bad. Got to be an Instagram model. If you realize, man, this shit is ridiculous. And it's rubbing off on the kids. It's rubbing off on your insecurities or how you want to reflect yourself. You're living vicariously through these kids. So now the key, you go and buy these kids everything. These millennium kids swear, oh, I'm a make sure that I give my kids what I didn't have. Man, let's be real. Anything after 1985, bruh, man, we didn't struggle. Not that bad. Our parents wasn't that bad off, bruh. If you were born in 1986, 87, 88, now granted, if you was the first child, yeah, you was the lab rat. But any kids after us, say our youngest sibling was born in 95. Man, they definitely didn't feel that. They didn't feel that. What we had to go through, we was the test dummies. But even after that, man, our parents got it right. They got it right. Now, some of them didn't. But when we begin to have walking into the internet age, it was no excuse for us not to get our shit together. But what happened was we began to become lazy because the internet did everything for us. The internet, you just type something in, boom, there it is. That's the issue. As the generations come, we'll be getting lazier and lazier and lazier. And the problem is, be honest. Be real. Again, like I said, man, I'm a part of the millennium generation. And it's a lot of things that I see and I'm like, you know what? I can't be that. I can't do that. I gotta be a little different. Up until, you know, coming into this year is a lot of things that I need to change. I was like, damn, bro, because I look around, man, my kid's getting older. It's getting to the age, man, where I don't want my kids listening to this shit that's going on. A lot of people, my kids, some Disney Channel children, like, that shit don't, that's not an insult to me. I don't sit up here. I don't need to be good in the streets. I don't need that. But some people, so they need that validation. I don't need validation from the outside world. And that's what a lot of people need to go away from. I had a response. The girl said, when I told him, I said, man, any teacher that goes along with that 55 because of their job, man, that's that blood on your hands. And she responded, you know, well, because we'll lose our job and we'll get some irate parents. Like, so fucking what? Again, I understand you got to keep your job, but how can you sleep at night knowing that one day these kids, especially in public school, because one thing about it, two things for sure, private school ain't going along with this bullshit because these parents pay for education. They pay for education. And it's a different expectation. The only thing that's going to say that we have passed your kids with 55 is public schooling. Not no private school. So now most of these public school is all black children because why? Education is free. But to think all you doing is pushing these kids through to become dummies for AI and robots to have their jobs. And more the generations, bro, you see that you say, oh, well, you know, the other coaches, man, they let their kids stay in their houses until they get right. You don't realize now, the more time that passes, these kids are getting older and older, still staying with their parents. I know people now, they still staying with their parents at 28 and 30, talking about, well, I'm going to just stay with my parents until I get it together. When are you going to get it together? Some of these people don't have kids. All you're doing now is still draining your parents more and more and more and more and more. Not because they're saying, well, you know, you ain't got to pay no bills, but you draining that energy. When are you getting it together? When are you going to step out there and be an adult? Get out there. More and more of this generation not having kids because y'all just want y'all freedom. Go on trips, do this and do that. It's becoming a more selfish world and more individual. This world now is getting more and more of just individualism. All about you, what you bring. But then y'all complain about, oh, getting a partner or having a wife or a husband. But all it's about is individual. That's all it is. How can you, it's more and more of selfish and not so much of selfless. No, there's no balance of when to continue to be selfish and then become selfless. Because now you've been selfless so much and you let so much time pass that you want to be selfish. This is crazy. But being a standing man on, if you lose your job, bruh, it's all you gotta do is now it's going against the court system. If you really believe, but not many people have that money to fight. That's why. But to be honest too, real parents, these teachers, if you had kids, would you really, really hold yourself accountable? And would you go into a parent-teacher conference and look that teacher in the eye and ask them to just give your child a 55 just so you can say, okay, at least they look like they did? Could you really, really, morally? And if you could do that, that means you know what you've been lacking as a parent. You know what you have not been doing. You're just doing that, not for the child, but to do something to make you feel good about yourself as a parent. And it's still below expectation and it's still not doing the child any justice. All you're doing is teaching the child that mediocre and just showing up is the new excellence. That's all you're showing. And it's crazy. You know you wouldn't, but it shows how much of these teachers don't have kids. Because you can't tell me that that's what you would want. You can't. And if you, and that, if that is what you want, man, you need to really look yourself in the mirror, dog. That's foolishness. These are going to be, and I always say these are going to be our future doctors and lawyers. And now I realize, no, they're not. Our black kids are going to be our, they're going to continue to be our social media influencers and our athletes. Because all they're doing is pushing black kids to want to do all this bullshit so they can keep bringing these foreigners in to be our doctors, our lawyers, our physicians. Pay them money, give them grants to come over here and kill all of us. Tell us to diagnose us with all this bullshit, give us these medicines, that's going to kill us off even faster. But because we don't have any of our people that will look out for each other, man, we just don't know them. And now, more and more of the black kids and black culture right now is, y'all believe in whatever the doctor say. Don't do any research on your own. Whatever the doctor say, you go with it. That's why y'all ran and got that jab. They say, oh, man, go ahead and get the shot. It's gonna save you. What did it do? Nothing but kill you. It's crazy. We don't have any knowledge in it. But yeah, everybody woke. All our culture is woke now. When are we just going to go ahead and go back to sleep? When are we going to go back to sleep? It seemed like when we were asleep, we got a lot more productivity going on. But now that we so woke, look where we at now. But woke is the new thing. Everybody's so spiritual. It seemed like now that everybody more spiritual. Now, they want to wear their shockers and their beads and all this. Walking around the damn CNI. Burning sage. Not really realizing, nigga, that brings and invites spirits. How foolish can y'all think? Anything that's trendy, y'all really think is good for us. Anything that starts being shared around on social media, you really think if it was good for us that they wouldn't block it? Giving everybody knowledge that they would not, the internet, as many people as they have monitoring the internet, they'll let it slide by to educate folks. No, fools. It's a detriment to us. But everybody want to sit around here walking around with all blue eye, the shock of, and burning sage. It invites spirits upon you. It's retarded. But then, again, do I agree with the church thing and the building, all that going to be churchy and Bible thumpers? No, I don't. But to think that people talking about that you don't even know God, that you can sit up here and argue about God because you spirit, there's no such thing as talking about you ain't spiritual, but you don't believe in God. Once again, fools. The black culture is the only one that sit there and argue stuff like that because you lost. And it's ridiculous. How can I sit up here and argue somebody who has never been born in the church, somebody whose family never took them to church, but sit up here and say, oh, well, yeah, because the church is just, most of the people who's arguing that, parents ain't even never took them to church. For you to even, because they judgmental. Bruh, bring shame back. They judgmental. Nigga, you need to be, people need to judge you. Shaming never needed to leave. Shaming makes sure that you do what you need to do. I miss great grandma, great auntie who used to shame the mothers about how they raised their child. They used to tell you shit like, you know what, girl, you know, hey, you went and checked that, got that boy checked, but he act a little slow. I miss them. I miss when, hey, all right, nah, back away from that table a little bit. You look like, boy, you picking up a couple pounds. You need to hear that. But things like that, because women care about their feelings. Y'all care about, oh, that hurt my feelings. So fucking what? You know you need to stop fucking eating so much. You know that. You know you're not paying attention to that child. You know that. That's why it hurts your feeling. It triggered you. Because when it triggers you, it forces you, now that you really have, it comes to the light. It makes you have to say, well, what do I need to do differently to do better? That's the problem. You got to bring shame back. But because the church shame you for talking about, now, nah, granted, it's your life to choose about if you want to be gay or not. That's fine. But at the end of the day, the church has every fucking right to, just because you gay, why would you want to have in the auxiliaries in the church that you want to be in the forefront? That shows how much, again, that's against spirituality. We already know that that's not right. You can't reproduce same-sex marriages, same-sex relationships. We can argue that all you want. You can live your life out, but let's not argue that that's not right. Fornicating is not right. We already know that. Drug and drinking, that's not right. All of those sins, are no sin is no bigger than it, but we always sit here, oh, well, because I'm gay, y'all don't want to talk about it. No, nigga, shame all the sins. Shame all of them. That's fine. But being gay, why would you want to sit there and be a pastor? Why you want to be able to be the musician? Why you want to be the choir director? Why do you want to be somewhere that people's going to always see you? That means we condone it. Nobody's telling you because you're gay, you can't come to church. But no, don't put them in front of where they're in the forefront where people say that we condone that behavior. I don't care. Let's be honest about that shit, bruh. We want to give flowers. Man, this is ridiculous about the kids, man. These kids, bro, they just showing up to school. They have no type of, their parents just give them whatever they want because parents are going through so much. You're living, your success is what you give your children. Oh, well, I want you to be able to come talk to me. Okay, but what are we doing? You feel like they're coming to you and being able, you're an open book. You got open door policy for your kids to come and talk to you. But yet you want to go and send them to counseling. And no, tighten up parenting wise. I'll never forget, man. I went to go see Dr. Umar about 2 or 3 years ago, man. And I listened to his thing, man. And he was talking about the kids, man. And I realized, damn, man. Dr. Umar talking points are a lot to single mothers, bro. Like, I've never seen a nigga, cake daddy nigga, man, that want all the hoes to himself. That you feel like those are the type of people, man, that feel like women have been beat down and drugged through the mud so much that you feel like that if I give you compliments, that means, yeah, man, what I say or how whatever that I say about you validates you. Because the whole world tells you wrong. But if I validate you, that just shows also when women in church, women idolize and they listen to their bosses at work and their pastors at the church. Women feel like those two men have power and dictation over what happens in life. That's why they so submissive to them two people. Them two men. Any other man, you got to show me. But your boss and your pastor, oh, them women listen to them. And that's all, and I realized that's all Umar was. Now, sometimes he do got some good things when it comes to homosexuality, when it comes to Dwayne Wade's son and stuff like that. Yeah, I agree with him. But man, that race baiting, man, all that shit, man, when we gonna get tired of race being in the forefront? Well, you know, they only treat the black kids such and such, man. But look how in the public school system what kind of education we giving our black kids. I said it before and I'm gonna say it again. A lot of you teachers, if you're afraid of your job, you better start homeschooling. Getting a job to where these people can pay y'all to teach these kids and you don't have to worry about a curriculum. Teach these kids the right thing. But don't be all of this, these public schooling, even HBCUs ain't nothing but indoctrination camps. It's all about race. Being mad about something, being upset about something. Pushing race theory. All this bullshit that ain't gonna, you get a degree and that shit ain't gonna push you nowhere in life but on a platform of social media. You too woke, man. Telling y'all, I better tighten up. I ain't been on the mic in a minute, man. I haven't talked to y'all in a while, man. But this has definitely been something that I definitely had to get off my chest. And no, I told y'all before, I'ma get better. But I'm definitely gonna hold on to it, man. I figured out what was going on with computer stuff like that. I had some time I needed to take off, man. But I'm about to be back for y'all. And you either gonna like it or you gonna not like it. Or you'll listen to just to figure out, to find out what I made you mad about. And you're just going to continue being mad and find things to talk about how what I said. It is what it is. It don't matter. But I'm cool with you holding me accountable because that makes me better. Cool with that too. But tighten up, man. Because we're not raising future doctors and lawyers, bro. We raising future serial killers and thugs and unaccountable children. But I appreciate y'all coming through. And it's JP on the FWM podcast.
I look in the mirror and look at a killer. I grew up with niggas crop you out the picture. Bodies get stacking up year after year. Got the young niggas thinking they serial killers. Wow. Told choppers with switches, they scratch out the cereal. The blood in the whip, it fucked up his interior. Watch what you say, cause this shit can get real. And watch how you move unless you made a steal. Shot in the car and I got the wheel. These niggas on with, they got bodies for real. My doctor got out, he did 20 some years. He took it to trial, but he lost his appeal. I went to school with some serial killers. They breaking your house, they need serial with you. The same nigga cut first period with you. Watch who you trust, they might be out to get you. And one wrong step, you get put in a swisher. Say the wrong thing. Get put in the backwood. Wipe a nigga, no tissue. Bless him. Last nigga tried me, found in the backwood. Ain't none of these crews more vicious. Just play a good role and they show can't act good. Put folks in my business. Nigga spoke on my name and got smoked like a packwood.